Well, there we've been treating rather general questions. Now, I'd like to ask a very personal and individual question to each of the women here. What are the particular problems as a woman that they encounter in their countries? So, shall we start with Tembi?
Oh, it's a very difficult question because health can't be isolated from the other dimensions of a society, like the political, the social, and the economic, because those are the elements that will determine whether or not the health of women will be in a good one, as defined by who? By the World Health Organization. But I would think personally, if one had to prioritize, it is the health problems would be, it's all embracing, is the child and is the childbirth and pregnancy, it's the mental health issues, it's the, it's all dimension, the whole personal
like
being of a person, so that it's difficult to just isolate and say, this is the aspect of health that women should be worried about. In countries where the economic or the social aspects have been attended to, it's very easy to pick up one aspect like the abortion act or the rights for reproduction. That's because the basics, things like what people eat, what they'll be able to, whether they'll be able to get jobs or not, those problems have been fairly solved. So it's really, in my case, it's really an all-embracing mm-hmm. problem.
But you, for example, you just said the problem of getting a job is more or less solved. You mean that you haven't encountered this problem or a formation having a training? You haven't encountered that sort of problem.
You mean the fact that you have unemployment problems in these areas of the world?
Well, as a woman, has it been difficult to get a training? Has it been difficult to get a job? What's been the most difficult for you?
Oh, but she was one of the first women getting into the black
but
the black
first,
school
but
for nurses.
How many women get it? That's also important.
Yeah, it wasn't the easiest of things to happen. Let's put it like that.
To get a training?
Yes.
Well, I would say we can get a training, but what treatment we get during the training, that's very important. We are so subtly kept away from the knowledge. We are all the time reminded we are women, so we cannot make it. There is such a beautiful rapport between the professors and the boys who study with us, but we have never been able to establish that rapport. Why was it? I always thought maybe I'm not the outgoing type. But when I spoke to the other women, they said they also felt they were not the outgoing type. Is it that the men got more attention, more knowledge from these schools than we got? That's what I think.
Well, I had one particular problem. Well, we always did this psychology, which was definitely masculine. And then I remember once I was going out from cinema. It was only 8 o'clock in the evening, and it was in the very center of Belgrade. And I was smoking a cigarette, and two men came up, and both of them were smoking a cigarette. And they just came up to me, and they squeezed my hand with a cigarette so hardly. And I thought, oh, my God, what is this? And then I started talking to them and this and this, and my cigarette was no more lighted. It was just finished. And so I was just trying to get it very easily with them. Okay, and so finally everything was okay. What happened is next day I came back to university to the personality psychology class where you have all this psychoanalysis and all that therapy. And what we were talking about was how the smoking is a part of an oral character. And it, of course, had nothing to do with me smoking on the street, you know. I mean, it completely didn't have any of this social perspective of what is the smoking for women on the street, because I've been caught up many times but men on the street, oh, why are you smoking? You're a prostitute, you're this, so stop smoking. It was, they just couldn't stand it because it's their territory, you know, or me riding a bicycle or this or that. It was all, I mean, I've been always been having all these problems, which was never a part of whatever we were studying in psychology and which is a part of my life. So I would just, the question for me was how to unlearn most of the things which I was learning for 6 years over there.
So you, do you feel free to smoke on the streets of Geneva?
Well, I'm free now to smoke in the streets of any part in the world. I don't care. I have all these mechanisms how to get along with men.
It is a struggle.
After all this time, I don't worry, really.
But it is a struggle also along with it. One can smoke, but then one also has to remember there are pressures, there are eyes, there are people looking at you differently.
Oh, I don't have that
from
problem
a health,
anymore.
From a health perspective, for women attending a health conference,
they shouldn't be smoking on
we
the street.
We shouldn't be smoking at all.
Alors la question était de savoir comment elle personnellement elle percevait la situation des femmes, qu'est-ce qui était la chose la plus importante dans leur pays. Et à partir de là, elles ont commencé à discuter de leur la facilité qu'elles avaient eue à pouvoir étudier et à trouver un travail. Alors pour Tembe, c'était en tout cas pas facile. C'est un euphémisme, je pense. Pour la femme indienne, elle a montré comment, oui, c'est peut-être possible de faire des études, mais à quel prix il faut payer, parce que tout ce que les hommes ont comme facilité, comme contact avec les professeurs, les femmes ne l'ont jamais. Et quant à Laipa en Yougoslavie, elle a raconté une petite histoire où une fois, en se promenant dans la rue, elle fumait une cigarette et un homme est venu et lui a arraché la cigarette des mains très violemment, avec une bagarre assez dure. Et le jour après, à son cours de psychologie, c'était un cours sur en quoi la cigarette était un symbole oral. Et dans tout cela, elle se rend compte que l'enseignement ne tient absolument pas compte de son expérience concrète, quotidienne de femme, et elle doit plutôt désapprendre tout ce qu'elle a appris.
Se
Bon, alors vous êtes sur Radio Pleine Lune sur 1,4 MHz. Si vous voulez aussi participer au débat, poser vos questions, il faut téléphoner au 023 40 51 41. Le téléphone, c'est le 40 51 41 et 023 pour les genevoises et les autres. Pourquoi pas? Allons-y. C'est parti.
Something I think everybody must be curious about is to know what the women's group in these three countries or in the three localities where these three women come from are doing. So I'm going to ask each woman how her group's organized or what it's working on in particular, how it works out.
Well, in Yugoslavia, since it's not such a big country, the first thing is that all the women who all of us who are in some groups are all together, in fact, and there are three small groups in three of the biggest cities in Yugoslavia. And the problem, our situation is such that we, in fact, have an official group of women which is a part of a communist party. And then we have these three groups which are unofficial groups which are in these three cities. And the fact is that actually all three groups are covering most of the problems. And that's probably one of the problems because we didn't succeed because we don't have enough groups to put to have groups which would have different specific subjects. So we are covering discussions and mobilization of women on different dimensions. Either we have it in a social field, a discussion on women and in history, in philosophy, in psychology, or we have some groups which are more, as I said, trying to solve our own private problems through the analyzing it through the social way of so on. And there is a group in Ljubljana or in that third city which is more oriented toward the literature and toward the such kind of analysis. So it's really for Yugoslavia talking that we have some specific subject is very difficult to say because we are small, we have to cover everything, all the history, all the civilization, all the problem we have. In fact, every single part of our life, being a part of patriarchal society, is contaminated with patriarchal values. So we have to clean up parallelly in so many dimensions. It becomes so difficult.
Is it a theoretical work, or have you had any practical actions? Any?
Well, it's more a discussion, but we did have some of the actions. We are always trying to have this these connections with the women journals, which are regular women journals. But also one thing which came up in another city in Zagreb is that we are now trying to open a center for battered women. And we are actually, since there is no way we can do it in a private way or so on, we are connected. We are trying to connect ourselves with Red Cross organization, with the Conference of Women from Party, and with all these institutions which already exist to be able to organize some space for women who are battered, which are enormous number of them, especially for this particular situation. We have this Balkan type of men who are definitely, among the other things, physically aggressive.
And is there a big rape problem in Yugoslavia?
Yeah. Definitely, it is a big problem. But in fact, that's true. That up to now we were not able to do any of the actions. We've been writing very much, and we had a very big campaign in one paper about the rape, but we still hadn't gone through into the court and so on.
Mm-hmm. So the socialist revolution hasn't included a
the rape house. Oh my God. No, it's included. In fact, not as to be solved, but as
not
to be
as
a part of the life.
Practical objective. Okay, Shyama, you're in a women's group, I think, in
yes.
India.
Yes.
What are you getting up to?
Well, we are about let's say this is a very fluid group. It doesn't have any hierarchy, no structure. We're about 12 to 15. 2-3 keep dropping out and 2-3 keep coming in. It's an open group. Our main issues that we've taken up till now is rape. In 1980, when a woman in India was raped in the police station, that's when all the women's groups in India got together. And there was an historical moment. And there was formed this forum against rape. And since then, the women have taken up and have been able to speak about rape. Before that, we could never even mention this word. It was something forbidden. And after that, we've taken up issues like wife beating, dowry deaths. Dowry deaths is when the young bride is burnt so that the man can go and marry again and get more money. Besides that, our group is involved in some research theoretical side. One is the rewriting history of women in armed struggle in Telangana. Because till now we know what the men did during the struggle. Nothing has been written about what support, what work the women did during that time. And while doing that, we have discovered so much. The women have become so much closer and dearer. And to think all along, nothing was written about them, nothing was spoken about them. The other project that we, as I've told you earlier, was to rewrite and our bodies, ourselves. Besides that, this is a very strange group. Anything that happens in the town, people come to this group. I mean, it's like an immediate, please solve this problem. And in fact, sometimes we do not have the time because it's a voluntary group. We all have our jobs. Only evenings or our spare time we can spend on the activities of the group. And sometimes we just do not have enough people to take up the problems that keep coming up. And therefore, there have been some other side groups have been formed so that these issues could be taken up, particularly by these women and some of our members are members of the other groups, because otherwise it's just impossible to work.
Tenby, I don't know whether you're part of a women's group and if you're working on particular issues.
I actually work for a church-based organization that's multifaceted.
A church-based?
Based, yes, an organization that's neither community. Government nor just a community-based organization. And the multifaceted nature of the organization depicts the complexity of the society, because we actually respond to the needs of the disadvantaged black communities. And it happens to be females by some coincidence,
mm-hmm.
but the target group is not just women. So the tendency has been working with groups of unemployed women and encouraging them on self-help projects. And also, the other facet of it is training other community workers who, again, happen to be mostly women, so that the tendency is more inclined to that. So health education and awareness creation becomes a very important aspect of these programs.
Do you agree with the fact that it's always women who are taking care of
unemployed women? It happens to be unemployed
yes.
women. It just happens.
Yes,
out the blue.
When you talk of a disadvantaged
community, and when you go around to make informal research, you end up coming with a group of women once more. Or if there's something like starting a small home industry or a small cooperative. Because, of course, it's the nature of the society. Men happen to be migrant laborers elsewhere in the big cities, and it's women who remain at home looking after the kids. It's again all...
Yeah, but I mean, can you get a man to look after a kid in your country or not?
No, it's not.
Would you like to?
In fact, I think there's nothing wrong with that. It's not utopia at all. I think it would be enjoyable, actually.
Okay, men taking care of as well as women for once, maybe for the future.
Bon, je vais essayer de traduire parce qu'il s'est dit beaucoup de choses. Alors, pour Tembi, la question était donc de savoir quelle était la pratique des groupes de femmes, des groupes de base dans les pays duquel viennent nos trois invités. Alors, pour Tembi, en Afrique du Sud, elle travaille dans un groupe de base qui est géré par l'Église, qui n'a pas un but spécifiquement, qui ne s'adresse pas spécifiquement à des femmes, en tout cas dans son programme, mais de fait concrètement, le travail est principalement fait avec des femmes, puisque elles s'occupent des chômeurs, elles s'occupent des problèmes de santé, et les couches les plus pauvres, comme partout dans le monde, en Afrique du Sud aussi, ce sont des femmes. Donc, à la fin, elles se retrouvent à faire des groupes de femmes. Alors, pour le groupe de Chawa en Inde, donc c'est dans le sud de l'Inde. Dans le sud de l'Inde, le groupe a fait toute une campagne contre le viol autour d'un viol très important qui a eu lieu en 1980 où une femme a été violée par des policiers dans un poste de police. Et à partir de là, elles ont fait toute une campagne contre le viol qui était une campagne nationale. Il y a bien sûr, elles ont aussi fait campagne contre les dots forcées, ou plutôt le système des dots qui consiste à brûler sa femme pour pouvoir en épouser une autre et avoir une deuxième dot. Elles font aussi tout un travail historique de recherche sur l'histoire des femmes et le rôle très très important des femmes dans la lutte, dans les luttes de libération de l'Inde. Et à travers cette recherche, elle croise des personnages de femmes très forts, très riches et très, auxquels elle s'attache très fortement. Et puis, elle traduit le bouquin de Boston, Notre corps, nous-mêmes. C'est un bouquin sur la santé. Quant à l'AIPA en Yougoslavie, si j'ai bien compris, c'est un petit groupe il y a trois petits groupes qui font beaucoup de choses, puisque le patriarcat contamine tous les aspects de notre vie, de notre histoire, de notre passé, peut-être même de notre futur, ce qui fait qu'elles ont une activité très diversifiée. Et concrètement, elles essayent de mettre sur pied une maison pour femmes battues, et elles ont fait toute une campagne contre le viol, puisqu'il semble que la révolution socialiste, qui a triomphé tellement magnifiquement en Yougoslavie, n'ait pas résolu ce problème.
Na 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 na
Well, it seems we haven't got much time left, but I still got a big question to ask. I know that last Saturday you had supper with a feminist group in Geneva, a feminist group which is occupied mainly by women's struggles in third world countries, or struggles everywhere, and one of the points that they mentioned was the denunciation of multinationals. How do you react to that? Do you think that what feminists are doing in Geneva is interesting? Do you think they could look otherwise?
Well, I suppose whichever issue you take up, the multinationals come into the picture. Health is one of them, where it has been controlled by the multinational drug companies, and we know how they are dumping a lot of drugs in our countries. Take for example Neten, another type of Dipo-Provera is being pushed into our countries, and we, the third world countries, are the guinea pigs, where the trials are taking place on illiterate women who don't know what is being done to them. Nothing is explained to them. Take for example Bhopal, what happened in Bhopal. So many thousands died just because a multinational was making profits out of it. And no one around that population knew what was being produced in that factory. So it seems that everything the multinationals do, women are taking it up. Women, because it concerns us, it concerns our children. And we are getting sensitized on all issues, what the man has been doing. It's such a pity.
Well, I can't even think in the dimension that it's interesting or not interesting. It's just fantastic, and it's very important that all the groups that are in Geneva, not only this one, which is working on the solidarity with women in fight in other countries, but the Centre Dispensaire de Femmes and the Centre for Battered Women, and ISIS especially, as something which is for all the world one of the most important events which is happening. In fact, in the whole world, that the women are getting together, yeah. And Radio Femme, l'une pleine, of course.
Are you going to organize a radio, a women's radio?
Well, I must say that I've been mobilized to do many things when I come back home, because I've been hearing so many different things going on, and I have a feeling all the other women, and I mean not only the three of us, but all the 17 of women who are coming. I mean, we've been just talking all the time, what can we do when we come back, how we can mobilize other women in other network, wherever we are, in the whole country, in the place where we are. There are so many subjects to do, and I think it's a fantastic thing we've been here and been seeing so many actions happening.
I also just want to add that we are really, it was good to see what the feminist groups in Geneva are doing, and we're thankful to ISIS for having offered this opportunity. And it has really opened our minds to most of the things, and multinationals being definitely one of them. So with the network,
this radio also, that we can speak yes. out to all of you.
Yes, we're thankful to Radio Zones too for giving us this opportunity to be here on the air.
Anything to add? Yeah. Any messages for the Genevese feminists?
Reach out to all the women.
Oh yes, and the hostesses and the people who have kept us in their homes. Really, we're very thankful to all of them.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, and I hope sufficiently big number of people understood.
Merci beaucoup.
Oh my God, 21-0.